I'm not going to tolerate Averill one more week of these stories, whether they're coming out of him or whether they're not, if he doesn't deny them. I'm amazed that he hadn't denied them now, and I think he ought to be sure to tell Vance in the morning that he ought to come on down here and have a press conference and deny himself. I don't know. They say your public affairs people over there stopped him. Said he wanted to yesterday, and then he wanted to again today, and they told him no, not to do it.
Let me take a minute and see what happened tonight.
What happened tonight?
I urged my man to concentrate on that one point and said that we would concentrate on the other two and our direct contacts in Paris. He didn't give me any answer on it. We agreed that this special channel ought to be kept open. I think he was thinking about it. But I left him under no illusion that in some combination we've got to have some reason for confidence on all three points.
Yeah.
And if they were willing to work on the one point, we'd work on the others in our own way.
But you mean on the big one, one that Clifford?
That's right.
Oh yeah.
That's right. He didn't give me a categorical answer, but I had the impression he was at least interested in the problem. On Middle East, I think we've made a little headway on that in terms of supporting Yaring on a number of points, refugees, opening the canal, and things like that. He asked me what your reaction was about a meeting. I said that I couldn't give him an answer on that, that we'd be in further touch with him through the same channel, but there are obviously some complications in our situation. I hit him very directly on Berlin, and he gave me a categorical assurance on Berlin, or whatever that's worth. So I think we chopped a little wood, but we didn't make peace. Well, now, if you announce this trip to Honolulu, Mr. President, I think that if you could not announce at the same time that I'm going with you, that is on the first announcement, then I'll have a chance to touch base with these foreign ministers and rearrange things.
What are your dates with them, Thursday and Friday?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. In other words, I'd have to do a good deal of juggling around. So I'll get busy on that right away.
Well, I, of course, have to go out to bunker. I don't know what time. What time is it out there now, 10, 11 in the morning?
Yes.
I'll get Walt to talk to him and see what suits their pleasure. Okay.
All right, fine.